Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Amen, amen. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. There's some things I want to share with you today that the Lord really has spoken to my heart about some things that if we capture, what God is telling us today, it will revolutionize this house and it will begin a revolution or a reformation, I should say, in the community. But see, it all depends on if we have understanding. The Lord really has been taking me to task on some things concerning you and I understanding the word of the kingdom, because the Bible gives us a parable. Jesus spoke a parable about the sowing of the seed. You remember that? And the seed, you know, being sown, the word is the understanding of the word. We can hear the word so many times and not have understanding of what we heard, and then therefore we walk out having heard but not understood. And Jesus went on in that parable, said only when you understand the word of the kingdom is what's going to bring forth fruit. And we really want everything that is done here to bear fruit. Amen. We don't want to just do things and just it bears nothing, you know, it's just a man-made item or whatever. But we need to make sure that we understand what's being spoken, understand how do we walk this out, understand how we live it. And so in the future, we're going to do more things about all of us gaining understanding when we leave here, that not only can you give the title or what the message was about, but you can also give the understanding of what was spoken so you can walk it out and actually tell other people. Say amen. Amen. Say amen real loud. Amen. I really needed that. I really did. I really need, no. But see, we really need to gain the understanding of what's being spoken. So, and this word today is nothing profound. It's nothing profound, but it is so so needed, and it's so vital in who we are. And a lot of times, and I can tell you, a lot of the church is stuck. A lot of the church does not have a strong understanding of what we're about to talk about today. And because of that, we flounder and we not strong in what we're doing with who we are and not doing what God wants us to do, because we're stuck in some areas. And he's going to get us unstuck today, those of us that are. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. For the love of Christ controls us. I read out of the New American Standard most of the time. That's the one that Jesus used. Not really, but that is the version that is closest to the original Hebrew and Greek. All the all the people, the scholars, and they've studied all of them, and they said this one. That's the reason I study and read out of the New American Standard. Anyway, the love of Christ controls us. Having concluded this, that one died for all. Therefore, what's the next two words? All died. I bow to the truth. So, if you were prophetic enough, you would have known I meant 14. I'm messing with you, I really am. So, verse 14. I'm going to reread 14. Just forget what I said about 11. For the love of Christ controls us. Hey, are we family here? If they can do it, I can do it. Well, yeah, we're not perfect people. For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one man or one died for all, therefore all died. One died for all, therefore what? All died. Therefore all died. And he died for all, that they who live should no longer live for themselves. Whew. One man died, he died for all, therefore all died. And since we died in him, we live no longer for ourselves. But for him who died and rose again on our behalf. So instead of living for ourselves, we live for him who died and rose again for our benefit. Therefore, from now on, we recognize no man according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. See, there's a transitioning happening here. And Paul is talking to the church about it. There's a transition happening. He died for all. All died in him, and you're dead in him, and you're alive in him, and you're alive to live your life in him, not live your own life. You live his life. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a, say it loud, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. And then he says, behold. And this word behold talks about, I want you to notice and see what I'm saying. I want you to notice and see what I'm saying. All things have passed away. So what things have passed away? All things. And then he says, behold. And what does he say beholding about? New things have come. All things have become new. This is something that we have to capture in our being, that all things have passed away. When we're a new creation, by the way, when you read this, before you became the new creation, all things passed away. Before you became a new creature, the old died. There was a death, and then there came a new. I said, that follows the pattern of Jesus. He died, and then he rose again. So we have this thing inside us that being his presence, that is so awesome. We've been talking about his presence and acknowledging his presence, becoming more aware of his presence throughout our living. And he wants us to understand that you are in Christ. Having been born again, you are now in Christ, and he is in you. Amen. Say amen. Amen. It is the truth. Herein lies the problem, because we sometimes don't live that way. Why? We don't have understanding of what he's talking about. It says, therefore, if a man is in Christ, he is a new creature. He's a new creation. All things have passed away. All old things have passed away. And behold, new things have come. Now, all these things are from God. What we just talked about, he said, every bit of this is from God. So who is this from? What was just said? Who is it from? It's from God. Who reconciled us to himself through Christ. There's a reconciliation between us and Christ. He reconciled us through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, and he begins to tell us about this reconciliation ministry that he's given us. Namely, watch this. And what is it? What is this reconciliation? That God was in Christ reconciling the church to himself. He did not, listen to this, it didn't say church. He did not say you have been, he did say you have been reconciled to Christ to himself, us to himself. But he said, then I've given you the ministry of reconciliation. And that is, God is in the process of reconciling, not the church, reconciling the world to himself. That's the reconciliation that we need to be doing. Reconciling the world, everybody say the world to himself. And a lot of times we will get busy trying to reconcile the church to Christ. That's true. Get out of the darkness and into the light. So he says, namely, that God who was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. So he's telling us, listen, I've paid for every sin that was ever done by everybody. And I did that to be able to reconcile the entire world. But you need to be able to communicate that with understanding in a way that the world can grasp what you're saying and actually enter into the reconciliation that I've done. Does that make sense? So he wants us to be able to pick up that word of reconciliation and begin to do it. But we fail at that so miserably sometimes. I mean, we really do. We just fail at it sometimes. Well, you know, a lot of things will stand in our way, or we let stand in our way. Then he goes on, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were entreating us through, or treating through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. And he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. You know, the Old Testament is, and here's some of our dilemma. The Old Testament is a culture of visitation. God would visit. The New Testament is not a culture of visitation. The New Testament is a culture of habitation. Everybody say habitation. See, in the Old Testament, he came to live with them and visit with them. They would show up in different ways, and they would recognize him. But see, the New Testament is Emmanuel, God with us, right? And then he says, I am also in you. When you and I receive Christ into our life and make that acknowledgement that he is the Savior, he paid for my sins, paid for every one of my sins, the one I've done, the one I'm in the process of doing, and the one I may do in the future or probably do in the future. He's paid for all of them. Amen. If we don't understand this, we're not going to get off square one. We'll be doing other things that God is saying, look, you're not going to be beneficial in what you're doing until you grab hold of this. Because this thing is going to hold us back, and it's held back the church. I'm not necessarily saying all of this house, but some of this house, but it's held back the church because we don't really see ourselves as being forgiven. We still struggle with this thing that he's forgiven all of your sins. And he has. He's forgiven every one of them. He says, he also says, not only have I covered them with the blood, I have taken them away. Everybody say, taken away. Amen. He's taken away the sin. He's taken away your sin. You are not an old creature anymore. you still have this body that was born in the natural, but you are now born again. You are a new creature. You are a new creation. So our whole thinking has to change from what we were to what we are today, to what God was doing then and what God has done for us now. See, we often pray. Listen, we often pray and sweat and do all this stuff for revival. When we really should be not just praying for revival. We need to be training ourselves for reformation, that we are the revival. So you see a lot of revival in the Old Testament. You don't see revival in the New Testament. Why? He's already made you a brand new creature. Are you hearing me? So what the church gets stuck in sometimes, we will hold on to an Old Testament concept or culture, trying to live it out as a new creature. And it doesn't happen. It doesn't work that way. It really doesn't. I want you to, this thing today is all about us coming to an understanding of this thing being a new creature, being a new creation. Everybody say, old things have passed away. Say it again. All right, stand to your feet. Get in groups of four. Real quick, get in groups of four. Four people, introduce yourself. Four people, four or five, whatever you got, four or five. Just say your name. Say your name quickly and that's all. Say your name quickly, that's all. Okay, your name is not that long. Say your name and that's it. I want to hear some of these names again. Y'all are still talking. Listen, this is part of you helping you to understand. I want you to think about what old things do you want to declare as passed away? Something out of you, some old in you that does not need to be in a new creature or a new creation. Are you thinking about it? Now, we don't need a long paragraph. All I want you to say is one or two words about what it is, and one at a time, I just want you to be able to say, this is what I want to declare as being passed away. This old thing that was from my old person, I want this to be gone. Are you ready? Go. It might be anger. It might be anxiety. It might be fear. It might be that you get irritable all the time. It might be that you got an issue with your eyes. You got an issue with anything. Just an old thing that was inside you, and you want to declare it today as passed away. Do you hear me? You're going to make a declaration. It's gone. Just say, it's passed away. It's gone. You know, it's hard for me to love people. Say, I want that old thing gone. All right, 10 more seconds and you have to end. Five, four, three, two, one. You may be seated. See, our problem, a lot of times, we will be birthed in the New Testament new birth through Christ, and we'll have Christ inside us, and then we will be in Christ, and then we will stay stuck because we still have an Old Testament mindset that wants to do things the old way. And therein we stay stuck in our progress of the new creation, of being a new creature. Do you know when God looks at you now, he does not see you being wrong? Oh, yes, he does. Oh, no, he don't either. He sees Jesus. But what he does see is not your wrong. You know, how in the world can he see your sin when he said he's done away with it? It's almost like, you know, I did away with it, but I'm bringing this one back. God does not do that. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Oh, how he loves. Oh, how he loves me. I don't have time to maintain this regrets. I don't have time to maintain this old standard. I'm a new creature. I am a new creation. Romans tells us that when he died, we died. The old man has died with him. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Well, then quit trying to revive him. Yes. No, I'm a new creature in Christ. And then we want to, and you know, we'll say, hey, you know, I got an anger problem. I need anger management. Well, let me ask you something. After you get to managing anger, you going to take it on the road and show it off? Or, hey, this is my anger, but it's under management right now. I've got an anxiety problem. I've been trying to control it. It won't ever be controlled. We try to go dig that old man up that he said is dead. Everybody say it's dead.
Dead.
Yo, we go dig him up and try to put makeup on him so he'll look decent. Suit him up real good. And who do you have with you today? Oh, this is my old man. Well, what does he do? He said, you cross me the wrong way and you'll see. We just don't believe we're new creatures. We don't understand what he said about we're new creatures. We're a new creation. He said, the old man died with me. He said, he died with me. Your old nature died with me. That's what he said. Your old nature's dead, Terry. I did away with it. I killed it. But not only that, I've given you a brand new life. You're a new creature. You got a whole new way of thinking now. But we still want to think the old way. No, we're still thinking the old way, and he wants us to think the new way. He wants us to be, he raised us up, and we're seated with him in the heavenlies so we can have a different perspective of what's going on the earth. Yes. What's going on around me? Well, you know, just same old, same old. And we look at people, Doug hit on it this morning, we look at people with looking at their behavior. Yeah. And we try to help people dealing with their behavior. If I can just get him to stop this. If I can just get him. No! That's how the old did it. It's not how the new does it. What is the new? Jesus didn't look at you as an old nature. He doesn't look at you at your past. When he sees you, he doesn't see your sin. He's already paid for that. He's already judged that sin in his son, and he's already paid for it. Blood covered it, and it was actually taken away. Everybody say, taken away. What you just discussed, that old thing, has already been taken away. So if you said, I got an anger problem. No, you don't. No, you don't.
You don't have an anger problem. You have a happy problem.
You got a happy problem. You don't have an anger problem. Why? Because that died. Well, Pastor, if I don't have an anger problem, what kind of problem have I got? You got a patience problem. He don't see you're wrong. He sees what's missing in your relationship with him that he's already provided for. So we don't need to be trying to work on our anger. It's dead. Now see, he's getting mad and leaving right now. So. No, he's not. I'm messing. Hey, turn around, Pat. I love you, brother. I really do. Now, I know I can do that with him. So this thing, I see smiles all over the place. When I see smiles, I see Jesus. I really do. He sits in the heavens and laughs. And he's probably saying, did you hear him? But anyway, so we try to do therapy on the old man, and you cannot do enough therapy. That's the reason Jesus said, or God said, nope, it has to die. And when I died, Jesus, when he said, when my son died, all of you died. A lot of people haven't appropriated all of that he's done. And then those that have appropriate, some of us are still lingering in this Old Testament concept that we've got to manage this thing. No. He didn't tell you to build up your old man. He wants us to build ourselves up, right? He wants to build the new. So when he looks at you and he don't see the anger, he sees that you don't have patience. He sees that you don't have gentleness. Patience and gentleness in y'all's relationship is not there. What is he wanting? He's wanting you to mature in your new creation that you already are. We get stuck a lot of times dealing with this old stuff over here. How many of you really did? You told people together when you was in fours or five, you told something that you wanted. Some old thing that you wanted to pass away. How many of you really did that? Raise your hand. You really did that. All right. That's good. Now, where is it? Where is it? What is it that you said I wanted to be passed away? Where is it? It's dead. It's gone. It's passed away. But no. The understanding is when he died, I died. The old man is dead. The old nature is dead. You have a new nature. You must have found forgiveness in your heart. I'm messing with Pat. Are y'all getting this? He said, no. No, you died. It's gone. But a lot of times the church will hang on to this old way of doing things. And he says, no, I want you got to think different. You're not an old man. You're not the old nature is not in you now. You're a new creation. You think different. You see different. You pray different. In the Old Testament, they prayed to God. You don't pray to God. You pray with him. How do I know that? Because he's with you. You pray what he's praying. You just pray what he's saying. Why? Because he's living in you. It's the habitation. It's not a visitation. We have people all the time says, I'm just really looking for a visitation of God. Oh, I'm not. Are you? Not now, not any longer. Why? He's already here. Our mentality has to be, he's here. Can you imagine a whole group of people, such as this group, capturing the essence that we are not the old man, it's gone, and whatever problem I have, it's because I haven't seen what's in the new nature to be able to say, I want that and I want to live that out. Can you imagine this group of people here coming to the realization of that understanding, and then we don't follow the old nature, we don't listen to the old nature, it's dead, it's gone. But yet we've captured this new thing that God said he's done. And all of our thinking changes. It will revolutionize this house. Why? Because we're all coming together with one mind, one accord. That we're a new creation, we're a new creature. I'm not coming to the fullness of him yet in my behavior, but I'm not going to do that by reconditioning the old man. I'm going to do that by feeding the new nature, by getting food that the new nature needs. That's the reason he says, look, keep your eyes on things above, not below. Keep your eyes on things above. Why? You're a new creation. That's the reason you just can't go around saying, well, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. No. You used to be just an old sinner. Now you're a new creation. And when he looks at you, he don't see that. All he sees is that you need to grow up in patience. You need to grow up in the fruit of the Spirit. You need to be, you've already got it in you. You've already got love, joy, peace, and patience. You've already got it in you. It's his fruit. All we got to do is follow him. So, Pastor, you're telling me that if I've got an anxiety problem, what if I've just got an anxiety problem? What do I do with an anxiety problem? What are you lacking? Because God doesn't see your anxiety. He sees that you need what? Peace. And who is your peace? He is. He don't want you to reach back and try to get something that's going to get you peace from way back here. Why? It won't last. It won't make it. He wants you to see that your anxiety is coming because you don't have peace. There's not any peace. And he says, I'm here. I've already got it in you. I want you to follow me. I want you to do these things. I want you to let me walk with you as you gain peace, in your behavior that's already in you. Complete peace is already inside you because he's inside you. Everybody say, I'm a new creature. I'm a new creation. My old nature is dead. Listen, so don't try to raise it up. Are you hearing this? It's 2 minutes till 12. Well, Romans 8:18 tells us all of creation is groaning to see something. What is it? All of creation. America's groaning too. Do you think America, the land of America, is groaning? I do. I think America is groaning for the same thing that creation is groaning for and eager to see. And that is for the manifestation of the sons of God. Didn't say children, it said the sons. The weos, The ones that have grown up and understood that they're a new creation and they're not following an older system, they're following the new creation. And they've grown up in that to the point that they're manifesting the new creation, the new creature, everywhere they go. And he said, creation is eagerly looking for that. And so is America. Looking for the people that know who they are and are going to take a stand on, I'm a new creation and I'm going to study the new creation. I'm going to study what is it about the new creation, the new creature that I am, and gather in everything in my soul that's already in my spirit. See, it's your soul that has not conformed yet. That's the reason he said you've got to be able, you are transformed yet, you've got to be able to renew and align your thinking with him instead of going back to this old thing. So, well, you know, I will always, you know, do you know that culture forms you? Culture forms every person. Whatever culture you're in, it will begin to form you. The culture of your family formed you. Yes or no? It formed your identity. Everything about culture begins to form and shape your identity until the new creation comes. Now there's a new kingdom. There's a new belief system. And it begins to shape us. Not the old, the new. It begins to shape us. Why? Because I'm thinking different. Yes. He said, let him that steals, steal no more. See, the person that's got a bad habit of stealing, that man died. What is it he needs? What does he need? Somebody said work. He needs a job. He needs to see his provision is in God. Yes. Not in his own way of handling it. No, my provision's in God. God's going to take care of this. I heard somebody this morning saying they were needing something and God took care of it. God just took it as Mary. God took it. They didn't. What are we going to do? Anxious. Can you be anxious? Yes. But they didn't. They weren't anxious. They said, what are we going to do? I know. Let's give it to God. So they gave it to him. Said, God, this is yours. I'm going to what? R-E-S-T. I'm going to rest in you. And then the next thing you know, what's gone? The very thing that she thought she was troubled with. So instead of being anxious, which is in the old man, she just said, I'm just going to trust God. He's going to take care of it. I don't have to go do it on my own. He'll take care of it. And he will. Romans 18 says, the whole creation is on tiptoe. This is out of the Phillips translation. The whole creation is on tiptoe. Whole creation is on tiptoe to see the wonderful sight of the sons of God coming forth for them to see. What are they looking for? What is it looking for? What is America? They're looking for people that know who they are, know who he is, and are not living after the old nature. They're living after the new creation, and they're maturing in their soul concerning the new creation. They're getting their soul, their mind, their will, and their emotion under the government of the kingdom of God by the Spirit of God and learning how to develop in the new creation, not how to translate, not how to capture something in the old man and try to recondition it. It's not going to be reconditioned. The only thing that has to be done with that is death. And he's already done that. God is not going to empower you to deal with your old nature. God, the Holy Spirit, is not going to empower you to deal with your old nature. It is dead. Amen. See, I don't know if you're applauding because of the word or you're applauding to get me to hurry up and end. See, it's dead. Wouldn't it be something? God does not deal with your sin. Think about that for a minute. God does not deal with your sin. How do we know that? Because he said, I've already dealt with sin, and I dealt with it through the death of my son. Now, wouldn't that be terrible for him to deal with your sin, and all of a sudden, a little bit later, he looks at your sin again. He says, whoop, whoop, I'm going to have to deal with that. Well, that's making what his son did invalid. God's not going to do that. It's been done with, and he dealt with it, and it's gone. That's the reason he don't see sin in you. He sees that you lack. He sees that William lacks love. I'm just picking on you. I'm saying William lacks love. William does not have a hate problem. God just needs to really deal with my hate. No. He don't even see the hate. He sees that you lack love. And once you have love, it'll begin to perfect him. You know, Scott could be dealing with fear. But you know, I just got fear. Listen. What fear? What you lack is love. So God begins to deal with where we're lacking in our new nature, in our behavior. Not in what we already have, but what we're living. Don't you just want to kiss the Bible sometimes? It's just like, oh, great day in the morning. Look at this. I just really look at that word, and that's my word. That's what he said about me. I'm a new creature, new creation. I'm a new creature. I died with him. I no longer have to be a slave to sin. I'm no longer a slave. That's what he says. You're no longer a slave to sin. Well, I just can't help it, Pastor. And I said, yes, you can. I mean, you just can't help it. Yes, you can. It died. It doesn't master you anymore. Yeah, but you just don't know. I don't have to know. All I got to do is know him. So these things, as these old things pop up, you just say, wait a minute. Let's see what the new creation's got to say about this. That's how he made you. That's how he made every one of you. If you're born again, that's how he made you. He did this so you could have the same identity as Jesus. So you could have the same identity as Jesus. Be just come. See, we're all becoming more and more like him in our behavior. We already have him, but we're all becoming more and more like him in our behavior if we're following the new nature. But if we slip back, try to recondition the old nature, we're just spinning our wheels and just like, it's not going to work. And he will not empower you to do a rehab on your old man. He's not going to empower you to do that. He will empower you to be able to see what it is that you lack in your behavior and you want it so bad. God, show me how to be more patient. Show me how to be more loving. Show me how to be more kind. Show me how to be more pleasant. Show me how to be gentle. Show me how to be all that. Why? Because that is what he's building up. He's not doing anything with the old nature. He's already done it. It's over. Romans 6 says, you have become united in him in the likeness of his death. Certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him. He's crucified with him, and our body of sin might be done away with. That we should no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. Say, I'm dead. Therefore, I'm freed from sin. I'm a new creature. Therefore, I'm living new life in him. See, there's a big difference. You can't, look, we can't start out in a habitation experience. He's always with me, and he's always here, and he's leading me into all the paths of righteousness of what we do. because we are righteous. We can't start out there and then show up for a downgrade. Well, I really want a downgrade from this new one. Well, why do you need to downgrade? Well, I got some problems over here that I need to handle. I need to downgrade and handle these over here. No, you can't do a downgrade. But we do a downgrade mentally, and we'll start dealing with things in this old nature, and all we got to do is say, I'm dead in Christ. I am dead to sin, and I'm alive to God. Then he goes on, he says, reckon yourselves. That's the reason I know God's a southerner. I reckon. Reckon yourselves to be dead to sin. Do the accounting. The account is he killed it. Do the accounting. Reckon yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God. Yeah, I know that one's a hurry up. No, listen, I'm messing with you. Listen, capture this, guys. You've got to be able to capture this. Because the new creation inside you is waiting for us to be able to attach our soul to it and say, I'm going to follow the new creation that is governed by God and governed by the Holy Spirit. I'm done trying to rehab my old man. I'm trying to do this rehab thing and it ain't worked. And it's not going to work. Look at what God wants you to do in your soul concerning the new creation, the new creature. Begin to think on those things. And I'm telling you, it will revolutionize your life. And when all of our lives are being revolutionized by that, when we come together, oh, what an experience it'll be. Why? Because we'll be built up so much. We'll know who we are, know what we're supposed to do, and then we'll get fed here from God again, and then we'll go through those doors like new calves kicking out of the stall. With the Word of God so rich inside us, and when we run across somebody, we won't see their behavior. We'll see the identity that God has fixed for them, but they haven't seen it yet. So you begin to talk up their identity of God has paid for everything that you've ever done. And he's got a place for you already assigned to you and a purpose. Instead of saying, well, you know, you really need to put that bottle up. You really need to. Okay, now put it up. Look, thank you, Russell. You need to put that bottle up. Okay, I'll put it up, Pastor. Week later, Pastor, I'm still struggling. Why is that? He's still trying to do it, trying to recondition the old man. If he doesn't recognize this thing is dead, he's not going to see the new life that God's already given him to live. We need to be able to bring that reconciliation to everybody, that God has paid for your sins. And he wants to reconcile you to him. But you don't know what I've done. He knew, and he paid for it anyway. Okay. Well, come on up here, honey. Come on up here. This will be our closing. This will be her closing because I can't. I don't know how to close this message. Okay. All right. Listen. Before you start, do you have an understanding of what was said today?
Yes.
So you can leave here with, I'm sorry?
A deep word.
Oh, it's his deep. It is a process. Our new nature is always in a process. Why? We're always upgrading. We're not going to downgrade. We're upgrading. Stand to your feet. It's good. It's good. You remember that passage that says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. out of another translation, listen to this one. Living within you is the Christ who floods you with expectations of glory. Christ in me, the expectations of becoming more like Him. Oh, are y'all okay? Well, give Him praise. Give Him praise. And say, my old man's dead. I'm a new creation. And I'm ready to grow up. That's the problem. We haven't grown up. We've been stuck. Because we've been dealing with this old nature and we're going nowhere. But He said, that's dead. Move on. Move in Him. In Him we have our being and our movement. Okay. You ready to sing? Okay. Come on. Now, if anybody wants Christ in your life, you're not born again, you're not a new creation, but you want to be, I'll be right here. And just come down and we'll introduce you to Him. Amen? Okay, sing away.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I've been born again.
Do it again.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I've been born again.
One more time, you got it, and we'll go.
I'm a new creation.
And pick your own key. Amen. God bless you. Listen, we're still going to be talking about more of this, so invite people to come out and come on back. Love you guys.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.